Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast calling today for a mixture of clouds and sun. Chance coming in for showers and maybe thunderstorms, at least this afternoon into this evening. We'll have a high today of about 77. In Kenosha right now, 67 degrees. Burlington, 65. Milwaukee, 67. And it's 66 degrees in Racine. Interesting case in Racine County Circuit Court involving animals and alleged mistreatment. A Racine woman and her boyfriend arrested last week after more than two dozen dogs were found living in her home in what were described by police as unhealthy, very unsanitary conditions. We get the story from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
According to court documents, 33-year-old Heather Jensen operated a dog rescue called Lucky Mutts in her home on Harmony Drive. However, when police and representatives of the Humane Society and the health department went into the home, they found dogs being kept in small cages stacked on top of each other. The dogs also did not appear to have adequate water or food. Officers said the floor was covered with a thick coat of dog fur, the walls were streaked with mud or feces, and they were unable to stay inside the home for more than 30 seconds because of the smell. With the couple's assistance, the Humane Society removed 24 dogs from the home but allowed Jensen to keep two family pets. Jensen and her boyfriend, 63-year-old Terry Bogard, are each facing 26 misdemeanor counts of mistreating animals. In Racine Circuit Court Monday, both entered not guilty pleas and were ordered not to possess animals as a condition of their bonds. They both will return to court in October for pretrial conferences. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
In Milwaukee, police turning to the public to try to find a sexual assault suspect, releasing the sketch of a man accused of raping a 19-year-old woman at gunpoint August 31st near 62nd and Febrants. The suspect has gold teeth, a muscular build believed to be in his mid to late 30s. He's believed to have been driving a dark-colored utility van at the time. Two Kenosha fire stations would close and be merged into a brand new superstation under a proposal now being reviewed by city administration, aldermen, and the firefighters union, and which may get some attention at Wednesday evening's Public Works Committee meeting. Our partners at Gateway Public Radio reporting Station 5 at 22nd and Washington Road, along with Station 3 at 22nd and Roosevelt, are the closure targets. The new facility would be larger and built at 22nd Avenue and 52nd Street, replacing a long-ago shuttered elementary school. The catalyst, the immediate need to rebuild Station 5, that according to Public Safety and Welfare Committee Chairman Rocco Lamacchia, who says the superstation idea was actually developed during a recent casual conversation with a couple of firefighters.
I went to the mayor and Mr. Pacetti, and I said, what do you think of this idea? And they said, we never thought of that. Let me think about it. About a week later, they came back to me and they said, we like your idea. So it's nothing set in stone yet. We either are, well, five's got to come down no matter what. But if we built a superstation, Bain School is almost right in the middle of the two fire stations.
Today's larger, heavier fire trucks also play into the need for replacing Station 5. It would counter Mayor John Antaramian's original proposal for a new station next to the current site. Other factors to be considered include the exact location of rescue squads and council members wanting to make sure their districts have proper fire and rescue coverage. Wisconsin Badgers point guard Bronson Canning is going to be taking part in the Dakota Pipeline protest this weekend. Yahoo Sports says that he's going to travel with his older brother and trainer to a protest camp about a half an hour to 45 minutes south of Bismarck. He's also working at a basketball camp for Native American children while in that part of the country. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee hearing from the president of the Racine County Prep Football League about the impact of a higher $50 per game fee to use one city chalked field at Humboldt Park versus two in the past, where kids have played games since 1971, free for many years, formerly under the Old Timers Association.
4 years ago and since the year of 1970, there was no fee. The league never paid to play at Humboldt Park. And then with the crunch that we're all experiencing and everyone screaming poor, you know, including my league, there was a fee that was imposed. Last year, it was $40 for 3 hours.
William Pucci asking the committee about the possibility of a grant to help cover the cost, but at least to be aware, nonprofits have a tough time with blanket fee increases. Park and Rec Director Tom Molbeck saying it's not about making money off these groups, but more about proper use and care of the facilities.
It takes at least two, sometimes three people to do the lining of the fields. It takes the paint, it takes the machine, it takes all these different things, and it's to do it right. It probably takes about 3 hours to do it right for what they're looking for to make sure it's all straight.
Alderman Q.A. Shakur noting the committee bases decisions on information both verbal and documented. Both sides will have more discussion about the fees outside the meeting structure. The pile of concrete hauled to Mount Pleasant's Lake Park area from the Waukegan Airport and a project down there is gone. Village President Jerry Garski telling the village board last night the contractor hired to move the lakeshore material for several property owners used it all in about a day and a half just before Labor Day. Big concrete chunks donated to the village. Racine County paying to have it hauled to Lake Park, where it was then stored until the property owners affected by the lake bluff erosion could get all the permits needed to have it placed along their shoreline, trying to help reduce the erosion that's caused the bluffs to fall into the water. Garski said that additional concrete from Waukegan hauled directly to the affected properties.
The second phase of that concrete came up, and it was hauled all to the neighbors' properties that where the trucks could get in, so none of it went to the park. And we're anticipating when the contractor calls, there'll be the third phase that'll come up.
Garski adding that a company that recently bought a factory in Milwaukee's offered now to donate what he called boulder blocks if the residents will pay to have them moved. Says it's hoped that the temporary measures will continue to hold the bluffs until the Army Corps of Engineers decides if it will get involved in developing a much more permanent solution. Garski adding the work will begin soon to restore the parkland used to store the original shipment of concrete. City of Racine continuing the process to set up the new semi-automated solid waste cart collection system for rollout next summer. Finance and Personnel Committee supporting the transfer of $400,000 in the Public Works Department and its capital budget. Commissioner Mark Yellen explaining the money is a combination of delaying other projects, bids that came in too high, and some not costing as much.
The $220,000 is for the that was programmed for the laboratory renovation in 2015. That project has been delayed. We originally planned on executing that in 15 and 16. We're now going to execute that in 17 and 18, where we are going to have, so that money for the laboratory was sitting there.
Finance Director Dave Brown reminding committee members about past borrowing for capital projects needing to be used within roughly a two-year window, and shifting money toward other projects is nothing new. A proposal to license online home sharing services like Airbnb is going back to the drawing board in Kenosha. Alderman Jan Mikowski is first proposing a $50 annual fee and a series of operational requirements for owners who use this service because of complaints from neighbors near homes being rented out. At the city's License and Permit Committee meeting, Mikowski acknowledged that he and his colleagues have received emails from rental owners who are not all that happy with the licensing idea.
On the other hand, I've also had a number of people who think that they should be banned in the city entirely. And I don't want to see that happen, and I don't think you do either. The situation is that, you know, we got to come to some sort of a reasonable compromise.
Public comment on both sides of the issue at the meeting. Mikowski says he's willing to discuss compromises. Both the License and Permit and Public Safety and Welfare Committees voted to defer action on that proposed ordinance pending some more discussion. Miller Lite Oasis on the Summerfest grounds getting an overhaul before next year's event. Part of a multi-million-dollar renewal of Miller Coors' partnership with Summerfest and Meyer Festival Park. It's been more than a decade since the Oasis has been renovated. The Summerfest store, that's also going to be rebuilt, a walled-in permanent building, and it will have air conditioning in the future. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.